Cam FM 97.2. May Bumps.
M1.
Yeah, just had the start counters. We'll wait for the crews to come round here and I'll give you a rundown of the division. Keys M1 at the top of the division. They've held the headship for the last 5 years and 14 out of the last 18, all going all the way back to 1998. So they'll be looking to row over again this year as they have done for the last five May Bumps. Then you've got LMBC M1. They last held headship in 1989. They're going to be looking to displace. Boys looking like a really quite powerful keys boat at the moment. They've got Pembroke M1, Jesus M1, Clare M1 who are on for their blades at the moment. First and third M1, Downing M1, Peterhouse M1, Queens M1, Emma M1, Selwyn M1 who are on for super blades because they overbumped, which is almost unprecedented in the first division on the first day. Kings M1 who are on for their spoons. Maudlin M1 who have bumped twice and rode over once. And Cats M1, they're in 14th place, they're on for their spoons. Churchill M1, they got bumped on the first day, rode over the last two. They are sitting in 15th. Then Girton M1, Robinson M1, the sandwich boat in this division is Christ M1. As Keys, that Keys M1 boat comes powerful past me. It's the bright yellow boat that they're really quite distinctive with Naomi Clark, the cox there, shouting her boys on. And they're not going to get caught by the look of things because Pembroke are closing fast on Lady Margaret. It's down to already a quarter of a boat length. It's just going round grassy as someone comes past me with a vuvuzela. That's going back to the World Cup of 2010 in South Africa there. Pembroke, they look like they're going to catch Lady Margaret M1. That'll be one to develop. And it looks like we've got overlap behind them as well between Clare and Jesus. There's still quite a distance between the boats, but it's not overlap that is of any significance quite yet. But going into the far reach, they have got overlap. The constant whistles there, which means first and third are on their own. As the Dinosaur runs past me, he's chasing the boats as fast as he can. The T-Rex is running down the far reach. But it looks like at the head of this division, Clare M1, they've got overlap with Jesus M1. Pembroke M1 are closing down on Lady Margaret Keys. If I was to predict this early on, they look like they're going to get headship again this year. And then they've got Downing M1 behind them, and you've got Peterhouse M1. Downing M1, Peterhouse M1 on station back between M1. But Emma, M1 behind that, they have got overlap going round grassy at the moment. It's considerably closer than the overlap I called earlier. So it can't be more than maybe 3 metres between the boats at the moment. And the plough ball is level with the cop. And looking upriver, it looks like on the plough reach, Clare are pulling over. Clare, I'm willing to call, have caught Jesus M1 just in front of the plough pump up there. We've got more overlap. Tim, briefly to you.
So, top of the division, Keys, LMBC and Pembroke have come into the reach. Distance corner and LMBC are closing right down on Keys. There's maybe a quarter of a length of canvas in it that's pulled well away from Pembroke. There's a length between Pembroke and LMBC, but LMBC are very close to Keys and this could be something that you're going to have to follow that one down the reach. Behind that we seem to have quite a lot of open water given the Clare on Jesus bump happening. Jack, what's going on further down?
Well, I have got Maudlin M1 who have pulled over to the side. Kings M1 have rowed on, but I think the marshals have just told them that they need to pull over too. Yes, Maudlin M1, they pulled over on grassy. Kings have waited until halfway down Plough Reach before the marshals have told them to pull over. They have been bumped. Maudlin M1 bumping Kings M1. Kings M1 collecting their spoons. There's now overlap between Churchill and St. Cat's going into the reach as well. And there is also overlap, and there's almost a foul ball touching the back of the cox. The Robinson foul ball touching the back of the Girton cox. There has to be a concession there coming out of Grassy, otherwise that cox is going to be in quite a lot of pain sometime very soon. So that's just a recap. Maudlin and Bump King, Rafa, briefly to you.
It's that Keys and Maggie Chase. It's got onto the reach. Maggie has got overlap by the looks of it. I've never seen anything like this. There are horses like this coming down the bank here from the opposite bank. People think this could be the chase we've been waiting for years. Jack, you've got to stay with me because that's it. They've done it. Maggie have caught Keys. They've caught Keys halfway down the long reach. Keys' run is over. LMBC fifth, popping in the air. What? Oh my lord, they've done it. And they're standing in the boat. They are standing. Tim. The number seven cannot believe it. It's him.
World victory.
Right, so on Ditton Corner, Selwyn have just bumped Emma. Selwyn have got their super blades in M1. Emma pulled down here looking despondent. On the other side, and we now have a bump just been called between, what's this, Churchill? No, it's between Katz, and yes, Churchill and Katz. Churchill just bumped up on Katz, leaving Katz spoons, unfortunately for them. Jack.
So just at the bottom of this division, just to recap, Robinson M1 have bumped Gert and M1 at the bottom of this division. That happened just before the Plough Pub on the Plough Reach. But I think where most of the partying is happening is up with Rahul at the moment.
And Downing, they've got about half a length on first and third. They're going to chase them all the way. Pembroke are rowing home. And Baggy, oh my God, it's jubilation on both sides of the bank. And Downing won, and it's just breaching the railway bridge. It looks like they might be closing a little bit. But first and third look to be sending them off under the bridge. In behind them, it's Peterhouse. House are going to go all the way home for their rover. Behind them, it's Queen.
Well done,
going to row over as well. And there's nothing in behind them. It looks like there's been a bump behind them. Selwyn and Emma, which for me is Christ, and throw over at the bottom. Jack, if you take the commentary, I'm going to see if I can get in the middle of this Maggie mayhem.
Well, so I can confirm that the towards the bottom of the division, we've had quite a few bumps. So after Queens, everyone bumped out. We had Selwyn bump up on Emma, Magdalen bump up on Kings, Churchill bump up on Katz, and Robinson bump up on Girton. Christ, then being the last racing crew, just on a very lonely row home. So that's been the most exciting we've seen M1 for a long time, Jack.
To Rahul. Yes, thanks, Tim. We'll go straight up to Rahul, though, on the long reach.
I've got the captain of LMBC.
27 years. 27 years we've been waiting.
You can hear the exhaustion there. Sorry if you just had a little expletive as well. But it's just, you can't stop the partying here. They're all out of the boat. They're brandishing their foliage. There's just, I'm surrounded by a sea of scarlet here on the bank, on the long bridge. You've got men on the other side of the river who are just starting to chant over there. There's going to be a mess of waves, probably. It's utter jubilation as the Christ crew broke past. They're going to feel like they've bumped a hedge up the river, the Christ crew, because there's such noise. It looks like someone from LMBC on the other side of the bank has got them a banner, and he's going to whip across the cam. That's exactly what he's doing. He's swinging with the LMBC banner. You need to see this to believe it. Backstroke it is as he comes across with the LMBC banner held gripped in his hand. The LMBC finds such a great show for them, going down to the Keys boatmen and having a shake of all eight of their hands. It must be despondent over there. But look at this. The LMBC flag held aloft. It's been 27 years here on the cam. But finally, the LMBC flag is going to fly once again. You can imagine the victory laps aren't going to stop for a very, very long time. And here we go, the flag being handed over to the coaches. The coaches, they're probably going to give it to the crew in a sec. The man, he's been plucked from the water. I'm following him now. He's dripping, but he knows he's done his job. He's brought the LMBC flag over, and this is going to be a moment. Here we go. The captain holds it aloft. And my, oh my, what it must be to be at St. John's right now. The crowd, it's just scenes of joy that I have never seen on the cam before. I feel so bad for that Keys boat. 5 years they've been feeling all of this. But you can imagine, here we go, they're singing now. Hear this.
Thanks very much, Rahul. At the start, what we're going to do whilst Rahul is getting a few more interviews. Rahul, if you're on the line and you've got any more boaties who are in breath and willing to speak to us, then do let us know. But I think what we can do, Rahul, is call what has been an absolutely incredible division. Rahul, if you're on the line, I just wanted to check, away from that LMBC bump, which is huge, what happened to Downing in first and third?
Downing in first and third look like they've gone all the way home, but I've got the man who swam across the cam with the LMBC flag. Sir, what was that one?
Well, I guess we have all the guys with the second boat who just got blades, and then we're all running down the bank like mental screaming for the first boat. I mean, I would call this like 30-70 chance, as in 30% chance of getting this. Those masters, so I thought, well, hell, they deserve the flag.
As you can see, the whole of St. John's, there are men coming down here congratulating the LMBC crew, it looks like they've got boaties going back years and years who have come down to see this victory. And, well, you wouldn't want to take it away from them. But as I say, as I look down the reach, it really is. There's nothing else pulled in. It looks like all those boats rowed over.
So, thank you, Rahul, for that. So, with that, it looks like we can call what has been an absolutely incredible end to May Bumps 2016 here. And for me, being my last May Bumps 2016, I could not have hoped for something better. We've witnessed history here today. The 27-year wait for Lady Margaret M1 is over. They are head of the river for May Bumps 2016 for the first time in 27 years. And Keys, they held it for 5 years. They've held it for 14 out of the last 18, a stretch going back all the way to 1998. But Lady Margaret M1, 27 years of her is over. They are sitting pretty at the top of the May Bumps table at the end of today. Pembroke M1, Capfirm, we predicted they would blade the headship last year. Didn't quite happen. We got a cheeky fine from CBC as well. They sit third in this division after they rode over. Jesus M1, they were bumped by Claire M1. Claire M1 collecting their blades this year. Jesus M1 moving down to fifth in the division. First and third M1, Downing M1, Peterhouse M1 and Queens M1, they all rode over today as well. Then the next bump to happen was Selwyn M1, who've collected their super blades. They've bumped Emma M1 here as well. Kings M1, they've got their spoons. Unfortunately, they were bumped by a Maudling crew, which got bumps on 3 out of the 4 days. They only rode over on Thursday. They bumped every other day. Maudling M1, they've bumped Kings M1. St. Cat's M1. The jubilation of the LMBC crew, it's completely the opposite probably tonight with the Cats M1 crew. They have collected their spoons for the second year running. They collected their spoons at May Bumps 2015. They've collected their spoons again this year. They were bumped by Churchill M1, who returned to 14th place in the division, which is where they started at the start of play on Wednesday. Girton M1, they were the sandwich boat. They've risen to 17th over the course of the day. They bumped, row over, got bumped. They move up one position. They were bumped by Robinson. And then at the bottom of this division, it was Christ M1 who were the sandwich boat, which row over.
Cam FM 97.2. May Bumps.
M1.